Okay, welcome everybody to Tavshin Pei. It's not Ayin Pei, Tavshin Pei. And Baruch Hashem, I hope everybody had a wonderful Yontav, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, Hoshana Rav. I mean, it's just been jam-packed, and we're all still feeling the good vibrations from it and the good feeling of Ruchnius. And hopefully with today's shir, we'll be able to keep it coming. Just to start us off in that vein, if we take a look at the word Bereishis, so it says Bereishis Bara Elokimus Hashemayim V'Haaretz. We start our new parsha Bereishis, Tavshin Pei, and Baruch Hashem, our 35th year begins, and we talk about the base, and Rabbeinu Yoina talks about what is a base, the letter base. How is the letter base formed? So if you take a look at the letter base, it's formed. It has a roof on top. It has a wall on the side, and has a floor on the bottom. So it means you can only go one way out. There's only one. And he says that's a siman to us. Because we take a look, and you look at the, by Matan Torah starts with an aleph. And this starts with a base. And the question everybody asks is, why is this with a base, and that's with an aleph? Why does Matan Torah start with an aleph, and Bria Sarim start with a base? And the answer is that we want to put behind us all difficulties. And we want to not think about it. What weighs us down is the accumulated chet that we have, the accumulated feeling of regrets and feelings that we should have done it this way, we should have done it that way, we should have done it the other way. That's what everybody always looks at. So the Torah tells us with a base, Bereishis, take a look, and you can only go forward with a base. You can only go out. You can't, don't look up, don't look back, don't look down. Only look forward, as opposed to the Torah, which starts with an aleph, and the aleph is welcoming. Aleph has everything is open in the aleph, right? Take a look at the aleph here. So the top, the sides, and the bottom. It's like Avram Avinu's tent. So the Torah is accessible to everybody. But when we come to Bereishis, we're starting a new world, and we're starting a new year, so we want to tell everybody that we should always use the base. We're just saying that the reason the base is formed like base, says Rabbeinu Yoina, is because to show us that the only way we should looking when we start the new year is forward. Don't let the weight of failures and chatoyim of the last year get you down. The base has a ceiling, it has a wall, it has a floor. There's only one way out, forward. So that's the reason we start. The Torah starts with the ice base. Okay, let's talk about the first week of creation. So one of the famous questions that they always talk about is as Vayar Elokim es kol asher osa v'nei tov me'od. But you look at every single day, if you listen, they repeat the last pasuk of each day, right? That's the minig. I assume it's the Salem's. I can't ask about what the Sfaradim do, but I assume by all of our shuls is that we at the end of they get v'yer v'yivayki yom echad, and everybody calls a v'yer v'yivayki yom echad. Am I right? Is that the way everyone does it in their shul? Okay, I guess the way we do it. So every day it says hinei toiv. On the last day, it says v'nei toiv ma'ayin. So, of course, we want to know what's the difference. Why is the last day toiv ma'ayin? So, simple pshat is, of course, you know, collectively, each day individually is toiv. But when you collect all the days together, it becomes toiv ma'ayin. It becomes very good. So, that's pshat, why we call it toiv ma'ayin. But he says, he brings over here in the Ma'ayin Shvu, he brings a nice other pshat in toiv ma'ayin. Of course, Rashi says Taiv is one of them is Taiv is the Yetzer Taiv, and Taiv Ma'id is the Yetzer Hara. And there's all these midrashim like that. I'll bring you two midrashim. Very strange how we do Taiv and Taiv Ma'id, and the question is why. And we're going to say nice pshat. It says Vinei Taiv Ma'id, says the Medrash, Zu Hashena. What does Taiv Ma'id mean? That's sleep. It says V'chishena Taiv Ma'id is sleeping. Very good. What's so? I mean, we all like to sleep, you know. It's, you know, unless you're a little kid, you know, who hates to go to sleep. But once you get to a certain age, you like to sleep, starting probably around teenage and on. So v'chishena toimayit. So it says lo kain shanim. Didn't we learn yain v'chishena l'rishayim no lehem and no loyel? Wine and sleep is good for rishayim, for them and for the world. Elamitayv shadam yesh yashin kim, a person sleeps a little. Who aimed v'yageya b'tayra harbe? He sleeps a little bit. He'll have the kayach to learn a lot of Torah. Person's very tired. Comes home from work, right? He can't think straight. Lays down for 20 minutes. He gets up and he goes and he learns. So that's what it is. So toiv ma'ayin means sleep. Okay, but that's a little bit like, of all the things, what does it mean? What's the meaning, the deeper meaning? Tell you might mean sleep. That's number one. Says the Medrash, the second Medrash. Second Medrash is like this. Says, Taiv is Zuha Taiva. That's good. Taiv Ma'id is Elo Yisurim. That's Yisurim. That's pain. Taiv Zu Gan Eden. Taiv, something good, that's Gan Eden. Taiv Ma'id, Zeh Gehenna. So, Taiv is Gan Eden. Taiv Ma'id is Gehenna. It's like what they call Raps and Igra. What's going on? Last, Taiv Zeh Malach HaChayim. Taiv is the Malach HaChayim. Taiv Ma'id Zeh Malach HaMavas. That's the Malach HaMavas. So how do we understand it? Taiv is all the good things, and Taiv Ma'id is the Yisurim, the Malach HaMavas. How do we understand it? So he explains it very beautifully. Mamash beautifully. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam tells us in the Ma'ir Nevuchim. Says the Rambam, how do we define the word Taif? What does the word Taif mean? Good. Okay, what does that mean? What is good? What defines good and what defines bad? Says the Rambam, Taif, listen to what he says because it's very important. That everything that is done for the purpose that it was created and for the purpose that it was made, that's good. So just to use a plain example, if you like the chair you're sitting on, it's a good chair because it accomplishes the purpose that it's comfortable. You like sitting there. It's, you know, you can listen to the shir better. You know, if you're uncomfortable, it doesn't work. So Taif says the Rambam is it reaches its purpose. The yachrod klal. How do you translate the word yachrod?
Go out of the boundaries of what it's for.
Oh, very good. Excellent. So that fits perfect. Okay, good. Thank you. Zehu ma'id, lefi sheyitaken shehayah davar tov, because it could be something that's good, but then it goes out of its boundaries. It's good now, but after a while it becomes not so good. I mean, I have a house, Baruch Hashem. We built it 25 years ago, and I would say that it was built nice, good. But after 25 years, it starts to wear out. This falls off. That doesn't work anymore. The doors fall down. Things happen. So Toiv fits its purpose, but after a while, it starts to lose focus of its purpose. So the same thing happens to people. People have their purpose in life. They have what they're supposed to be doing. But sometimes we lose focus. So you know what keeps us on focus? Taiv Ma'id. So Taiv is what we're there for. Taiv Ma'id is what's there to focus us and make sure we don't go out of our boundaries. So we say Taiv, that's Gan Eden. That's what we're there for. Taiv Ma'id is Gehenna. Because we say to ourselves, if I go outside of my boundaries, if I go outside of what I'm supposed to be doing, I can end up over there. I don't want to end up over there. Let me stay where it's good. So Toiv Ma'id is the boundary of Toiv. It's what keeps the Toiv where it's supposed to be. And that's how we understand all of these Midrashim. So he says, we made an example of before about Shena, about sleeping. He says, a person doesn't sleep, he'll never regroup. One of the most important things when we learn, the Rebbeim, our Rebbeim always used to shout at us because we always wanted to learn something new. It's more exciting, right? To learn, you know, new pshat. And they would say, but if you don't chazer, if you don't review, you're going to forget what you've learned before. It won't stick with you. And that's true. But it's hard. But when you go to sleep, you become refreshed and everything becomes a little bit new again. Have you ever had that feeling? You go to sleep at night and you're, you know, like to use the vernacular, you're bombed. You're just so tired. You can't see straight. Everything, you're like, you know, it leads you a little bit, sometimes a little bit depression, you know. And you get up in the morning, it's a freilich. It's like, oh, ready for a new day. It's an amazing thing. So Toiv Ma'id is Shina, is sleeping. Because during Toiv is all the things you did during the day. But during the day, you start wearing out. You can't keep up Toiv forever. You need Toiv Ma'id. You need the other part of it to keep you going. That's what the Medrash says. You need the sleep, because the sleep helps you continue and do what you're supposed to be doing, like the Rambam says, and that's Taif. And the same thing, the Yisurim, all these things keep you in the framework of Taif, so you shouldn't go outside that framework. So we see this beautiful thought that we should all know that we have to be Taif, but Taif might be the best. So that's what the Pasuk says. Pasuk tells us every single day was Taif, Taif, Taif. Every day is good. But when you get to the end, it's toiv me'od, because Hashem says, I see, I created a bria that enabled you to stay within the framework of toiv. I created sleep, I created day and night. Because you ask yourself, what do we need, you know, chicken farmers, you know, they put on these bright lights and the chickens get fooled and they just sit and they clap out eggs all day, right? The answer is that there's a purpose in sleep. It's not just a purpose physical. There's a spiritual purpose. There's an emotional purpose. And everything that we do in getting that. And that's what it says. And we go on and we go on and we become toiv ma'id. Okay, let's move on to, you know, there's so much to talk about in Sefer Bereishis, so let's move on to a couple of other things. So we take a look, let's go on to Perek Gimel, Pasuk Hey, and we're going to start learning about Adam and Chava and the Eitz Hadas, the very emotional leaving from the Eitz Hadas. I just want to say that today's shir is Refuah Shleima for Chaya Fruma, Bas Peril Miriam Malka, a young woman with a family, the husband is Rachmei Shemayim, and also for Pesach Ben Chana Bracha, who unfortunately had a stroke. So you shall have Refuah Shleima. So we take a look at the story in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Hey. We have Chumashim here, but I'll read it to you. Take a look. For those outside, it's going to be on page 11. So the Pasuk tells us that they were in Gan Eden. And the Nachash starts the chapter Chav. And Pasuk Dal, we'll start a little later. Vayomer Nachash al Isha, and he speaks to her. Loi mais temusun, you're not going to die. Ki yodei elikim, because Hashem knows, ki biyom hachoch meno, v'nifkechu einechem, your eyes will open, kelukim, v'yisim kelukim, you'll become godly. You'll have the wisdom of the ages. You'll understand everything. Yodei atayv aron, you'll know good and evil. Vateira ha'isha, and the women sees ki toiv eats the machal v'chisav hu le'nayim, and he sees that it's good to eat and it's pleasant to the eyes. V'nechmad ha'eats lahaskil, and it'll make you smart. Vatikim mipiryay, and she takes from it vatoichal. And by the way, just agav we say every year is that the reason we make havdalah am psamim is because if you take a look at the chet of the esadas, there are five senses, and Chava used four out of the five senses. She saw it. She touched it. She did everything. The only thing she didn't do is she did not smell it. Doesn't say anywhere she smelled it. So therefore, that's why we make Havdalah, because the one thing that was not touched by the Chet HaEitz HaDas was smelling. And therefore we make Havdalah on Psalmim. And that's why the Reach Nichayach, when we talk in the Karbonis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's always how about the Reach Nichayach, it's always about the smell. Why is that so important? Why is the smell what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy? And the answer is because that's the pure, untouched. He gives it to him. So, fact is safer, the mayor, Mordechai HaKoyen, asked the question, how do we understand? She was tricked by the Nachash, the whole conversation where he said, you know, what does he say? Don't touch it. You know, he'd only told her, don't this. We got it. Okay. He says, but understand Adam. Why did Adam do it? Adam didn't have all these taivas. She gave it to him. At that point, she already had eaten from it. That means he already could see the difference in her. Remember, it says at the end that they saw the erumim. They saw that they didn't have clothes. So, I mean, she already felt that. He didn't feel it yet because he hadn't eaten from it. But she did. She already saw the damage from it. So why did not Adam eat from it? Why did Adam say no? What was the reason? So listen, he says a very, very original pshat from the Zohar. The Zohar says, Kasher Nivra HaAdam, listen what the Zohar tells you. It says, when Adam Rishon was created, Melech HaBruim, he was the king of all the creations, of all the animals and the plants and everything. The Nezer HaBriya, he was the crown of the Briya. Ru'ua, and he saw Kalabrias Yifslim upon him. All the Brias are afraid of him. I don't know if it's true even today. You know, we have deer in our backyard all the time. You get too close to him, he runs away. An animal will run away from you unless he feels a bear thinks you're threatening. But otherwise, animals are afraid. So they were all afraid of him. So he walks in there. He's the king of everything. Vayalchim Achrav Kavodim Achradonayim. They ran after him, says the Zohar, like servants go after their masters. He said to bo nishtaf nivrecha lifnei Hashem Elseinu. He said to them, as it says in Tilm, which was written by Adam, parts of Tilm written by Adam Rishon, says, let's go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're ever learning Tilm Tzadik Ches Pasuk Vav, you'll know where it says, bo, let's go and let's dive into Hashem. It was Adam Rishon telling the animals, don't make me into a god. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Elohim. He's the one who made it all. I just work here. And I'm created like you are. Medrash Amru, Shabishah Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, Toba Malachi Asharis. The Malachim made a mistake. Yixel Kayach Lekus, they thought he was a god. Ubik Shalarno in front of Shir. They wanted to say Shir in front of him. The Malachim got mixed up. And they thought he was so great, the Malachim thought he was a god. Of Adam Rishon, but Adam Bakirai as Yitzrai, when he realized what was happening, he said, I can't let this happen. I can't let this happen. They should turn me into an Avodah Zarah. So you know what I'm going to do? So he says, I'm going to go and I'm going to do the Eitz Hadas. I'm going to do the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. I'm going to turn into a regular person. I'm willing to give up all of that greatness, all of those people worshiping me, in order they should not make a mistake and think I'm a god. We know the famous story we've told, we'll just say it a little bit with Light and his daughters. You know, the famous story we said with Ramesha Feinstein tells over. The story that there was a man who had a dream, and the dream was that the daughters of Light came to him with a taina. Why did they come to the taina? Because he was in the middle of a shir. He heard a shir, and he said, oh, the daughters of Light, they named after their father. They what an awful thing. How disgusting. And he was mevazah them. And they came to him, and they said, we want to bring you to the Beis Din Shemayla because we have a taina on you. And he says, what did I say wrong? He says, because you should know we did it l'shem Shemayim. Because we were afraid that if people thought there was no father, they would worship them, like happened later. So therefore, we wanted everyone to know where it came from, that it was just a regular thing. So therefore, he says, Adam HaRishon did the Zelber Mesiras Nefesh. Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon was willing to do the Zelber Mesiras Nefesh in order that they should not worship him. So he was willing to eat the Neitz HaDas V'Toyim, knowing what's going to happen, knowing he's going to lose his Madrega, knowing he's going against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to be able to save himself from being somebody that they're going to worship. And that he's willing to do all of that for Shem Shemayim. Very similar to what the B'nos Lo did. So he said, that's the pshat. So when he asked the question, what was Adam HaRishon thinking? What Adam HaRishon was thinking is, I have to not let them worship me. I have to save the situation. And he did that by eating from the Eitz HaDas. So with L'shem Shemayim, he says, you got to always be Dan L'Kasuos. Now we're Dan Adam L'Kasuos. Mamashi did it. It was Mesiras Nefesh. And it's taka true. There's, you know, if you read stories of Gedolim, there's a famous story with the Chofetz Chaim of Meir Shapiro. Coming up to see him at Shas, you have to talk about Meir Shapiro. So they were going the train, and you know, as the train went to different cities, trains stopped in different cities. So as they stopped, people heard the Chofetz Chaim was there, and the whole city turned out to see the Chofetz Chaim. So Meir Shapiro says, come, let's go outside. So the Oilem should greet the Oilem. The Chofetz Chaim says, oh, I can't handle it. You know what kind of covet, you know what kind of guyver that's going to make me? Kind of covet thousands of people, and I say, I'd rather stay in the car. I don't need this. I don't want anything to do with it. So he said, no, you got to go. So he says, do you realize that somebody who's, it says, you go to Gehenna from such covet? I don't know. So Rameir Shapiro, to make so many Yidden happy, it's worth going to Gehenna. To show that so many Yidden should be mechabed you, it's worth to go to Gehenna. So Chotzheim went out. He said, okay, what am I going to do? Yeah. But Adam HaRishon saw that they were going to make him into a god. He said, I can't have that. And he was willing to give up all the madrigas of Gan Eden. And that's, I guess, that was Tov Ma'ay, that Adam HaRishon was such a great man. He was willing to give up being the great man because he saw it led to too much. Speaking of the punishment, so what does it say if we go a little bit weiter in Pasuk Tes Vav? So it talks about the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. He gave Adam punishment, he gave Chava punishment, right? Zeyasa pecha taicha lechem, bitzavet tel dibonim. Each one got a different punishment that they got for the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Who was the one that really instigated it? And who got their biggest punishment? Was, of course, the Nachash. But the Nachash's punishment was tied in with the punishment of Chava, with Chava. Why does it say by Chava? Because the punishment of Chava is ultimately the punishment of the Nachash as well. It says Ve'eva Oshes in Pesach Tezvav, page 12. Ve'eva Oshes Bincha, I'm going to put Bincha between you or Bein Isha. When Hashem says to Nachash, they're going to put hatred. Eva. Eva, by the way, is bigger than Sinna. Eva, Sinna means a hatred. Eva is a hatred that's you know, it's like the Hatfields and McCoy's hatred.
It's despise.
That's, thank you, good word. Thank you, Shkai. They despise. In other words, it goes beyond hatred. It's the lowest madriga, the highest madriga, whichever way you're going. The Eva Ashes being Tcha Ubein Isha. I'm going to put a despising between you and between Isha. Ubein Zarach and Zarah. In other words, this is not just going to be you and her. This is going to go on for a long time. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen a snake, but I don't know, but most people's reaction is, yeah. You know, it's not going to be happy. Okay, who Yeshuv Charoish, he's going to bite you, V'ata to Shufani Akiv. You know, he's going to crush your head, meaning man and woman is going to crush your head, and you're going to bite their heel. That's what's going to happen to you. There's going to be an eternal enmity, and you're going to bite the heel, and they're going to crush the head. So the shaila is, it's not me to connect me then. What should we say? If you're going to bite the heel, they should say they're going to cut off your tail. Right? They're going to do something in the back of you, not the front. So why are you doing that? See, he says a great shot. He says that the Yetzirah, you know, we learned this from Mayor Giuliani. If you remember Mayor Giuliani, one of the ways he stopped crying when he was very successful is because he said there's a thing called if you start from something easy and then you go to something hard. I forgot exactly what the word for it was. But it says, like, for example, if there are broken windows or there's litter on the street or the subways are all marked with graffiti, it's like an environment of crime. It's a culture of crime. It means that nobody cares. There's nothing there. He said, we're going to fix up all the windows, aren't going to be broken. Everything's going to be nicely painted. Everything looks beautiful. And then nobody wants to destroy it. It looks so nice. Nobody wants to destroy a nice thing. If it's already disgusting, so you'll do right there. So he said, it's called a value of life. What is it called?
Quality of life.
Quality of life. It was quality. That's, thank you. I was very glad. You did two today. So it's a quality of life crime. That if we can make the quality of life crimes, then it'll stop everybody from doing bigger crimes. And there was a svara to it. So he says, so the Eitzahar knows how to do things. He says he does quality of life crimes. He's going to bite your heel. He's going to start with some little thing. He'll break a window on you, so to speak. You know, he'll put a little schmutz in the street. He'll get you into it. And then eventually you're going to be able to fight back, and you'll take care of him, and you'll wipe him, you know. But in the meantime, he's got you. So that's why we say later in Parshas Ekev, you've got to start with the easy things, because you build up. From the easy gets you in. It's very hard to go straight to the top. When you start at the easy things, you start at the light things, and then you work your way up. In the same way, the criminal does the same way. He starts with the small thing, right? The guy who wants to do a Ponzi scheme. So he pays you back the first day, pays back the second day, pays back the third day, the fourth day. You know, all of a sudden the money's gone. Because that's how he goes, slowly, easy. So it says the Nachash will bite you in the heel. Nachash is the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah will bite you in the heel. You know how you respond to Nachash? To get rid of Nachash, you can't work the other way. You can't say, I'm going to go back in just a little bit. You got to give him a zetz. You destroy it. He says, if a person, let's say, he says, okay, you know, I'll keep half kosher. I'm not talking about somebody who's never kept kosher. I'm talking about from a, you know, you have to, the best way is you put it, you destroy it. That's the way to really get rid of it. To go slowly is not going to always be matzliach. And the other way, he says, Yushefen Reish, Im Reitz and Ligvra al Nachash, Ein Daipi Ketzitzas Zonav. You can't just cut off the tail, Lehebach. In Kenyasu, you stock the Shabbos sign, you're going to be even more in trouble because he's going to cop onto you. You want to stop from the Yetzirah? Lo yuchel et samsim, you can't start with one cigarette, you have to stop. You have to go cold turkey. That's what he says. I'm not saying everybody, it's for everybody. But this is what the Kodesh Baruch tells me. You go. Zel nikra l'shufa reish, l'reitzai v'maka achas, l'karsa v'eva. Achas. That the way is that you have to go against him and you have to crush him immediately. And he says, and there's a tremendous lesson in this. Because a lot of people think that they can't do it. a lot of people think they don't have the kayach to be able to take on the Yetzirah. He says, but the truth is, people can do it. He says, you see a person who's a Baal Tshuva, he turns his back or her back on a lifetime of eating treif, a lifetime of Mechal Shabbos, and they're able to turn around and do it. It can be done. But it can only be done, no matter how fast or how slow you go, by the attitude of I'm going to crush them. It has to come with that attitude. It can't come with the attitude that they're stronger than me and I'm fighting against them and I'll do a little bit today, I'll do a little bit tomorrow. Could be that's the way you'll end up doing it in the practical sense. But in the theoretical sense, you have to be destroying them in one save. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Lo Bashamayimi, and it says later on, V'lo Me'ever Le'yami. What is it? Ki Karav Elacha Hadar Me'oid. It's in your easy to do, b'ficha b'levach la'saisa, to do it in your heart and your lips. So that's what the Torah is telling us. He might come at you slow, but the way to really go against him is to create that enmity, to create that hatred, and at once blow. Now it might take you, like we said, it might take you time till you get there in the practical world, but in the theoretical world you have to establish that that's the Yetzirah is the enemy, and that what they're trying to get you to do is wrong. And you have to stop it right away. So the way to do it is who Yishuv Chumash. And last, we saw something nice from. We're still going on this entire idea of the when Adam was first created, when Chav was first created. So we know there's the famous pasuk everybody talks about by Shever Brachas that Kosh Baruch Hu told Adam, he told the Malachim actually, Lo Tov Yosa Adam Levadai. Not good for a person to be alone. Esalai, Ezer Kenegdai. I'm going to make him an Ezer Kenego. Help meet against him. So Rashi asked the famous question that the two words seem to contradict each other. Ezer means that somebody to help him. Kenegdai means somebody's against him. So how does Rashi deal with it? He says, Ezer, if you're Zaycha, if you're worthy, it'll be an Ezer. If you're not worthy,
okay,
good. We're saying like this. It said we're up to the pasuk of Ezer Kenegdai. So you say it, so. Rashi says Ezer if it's good, Kenegdai if it's not good. So Rabbi Kamenetsky has a different look at it. I think this is a very profound lesson for Shalom Bayis. And truly, it's a profound lesson for all relationships that people have, not just in Shalom Bayis, but I guess we need Shalom Bayis with everybody. But Shalom Bayis not just with the spouse. Shalom Bayis with everybody you deal with. Just Shalom Bayis has a smaller meaning, I guess, and a bigger meaning. So he tells the story of a psychologist, and the psychologist is counseling a couple. And the couple is having a fight over which television programs they should watch at night. And, she comes in, she complains, and they want to, all upset with each other, and she says he spent his whole night watching television. He'll announce the playoff, the World Series. I can't get him to, he did nothing. And he says, well, she watches these Narisha soap operas or whatever and things. And I, it's crazy. And their moms, they're fighting over who should have the, who should get the television set. So the psychiatrist, figures, the therapist says, he's a very smart guy. So he says, listen, you seem to be a well-off couple. Maybe I can make a suggestion. Why don't you buy another TV? Buy another TV. He's like, hello, and everybody be happy. So he says, listen to this. He smiled broadly with the confidence of Solomonic wisdom. And he says, you're quite an affluent couple. You have a large home. Okay. Buy another one. So he says they looked him in horror. Different rooms? How can you watch in different rooms? That's the time we spend together. we're together with each other. What do you want? This is our together time.
Cell phones, when they date, each one is texting.
Is it what, yeah, you're right, exactly. They're texting whatever they're doing over there. So he says the truth is, the tires, and they're right. They were right. Because really, people are not the same person. People are different with each other. But the only way you can be together and you can solve all your problems if you're connected, though, and he says in the sense that you're watching each other. When I talk to you, you're connected me, I'm connected you. Not in the sense of fighting or negative, but in the sense of across the table from each other. They're an Azer, but connected, though. The only way it's going to work to be an Azer is you see yourself in the same space, in the same room, and you work together with each other. In a different world, different instance, rather, is who stand opposite the spouse and faces them. Like the shared enjoyment. I'm sorry?
Yitzchak and Rivka, it says they were davening again. They both davening children, I think it says.
In different corners. They daven, right. And that's much more powerful. And there's not, who's to say one daven in one corner, one daven in the other corner?
That's them.
That's them. So how were they facing each other?
Well,
they were opposite each other.
But we have to take a look at this. You're asking a good question. You're saying a good thing, but we have to take a look to see how it worked. Okay, but the idea is that sometimes agreement, sometimes in disagreement, as long as they're connected, they'll opposite each other. So we learned an enormous lesson of the issue of Ezer Kenegdo. So we came about, we learned a little bit today about the Taiv and Taiv Ma'id, and we said that Taiv is the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Taiv Ma'id is the Yetzer Hara, because the Yetzer Hara is Magdal and helps, as we said, what is the concept of Taiv? Because what the Rambam says, Taiv means something where you're doing your purpose, you're fulfilling your purpose in life. But as time goes on, you forget your purpose. And it can go in different places. It can be outside of the boundaries. So you need something to hold it in. That's the Yetzer Hara is what holds you in. And we talked about the Ezer connected. We talked about Adam. That Adam did an amazing Mesiris Nefesh. Why did he for Netzah Das? When he knew what was going to happen. Because he saw it happen to Chava. So how he knew? And the answer is because he saw that they were all worshipping him as a god. And he was worried about that. He said, I can't go on like this, because they're going to replace me for Lakim. There's a medrash that says that the Malachim started to say Shiratim, and all the animals started running after him. And he says, I have to eat from the Eitz Hadas, so I should bring my Madrega down, so I should not be on the Madrega, so they shouldn't see me as a god. And in that way, I can't, they won't be able to worship me anymore. So we saw, Baruch Hashem, a few good things about Parshas Bereishis, and in Yitz Hashem, will be Zaycha, we'll continue in other Parshas, as we go forward in the Torah. May there's a hope that we shall be Zaycha. It was a good year. I'm sure we all had a good yontif and a good yar. Yes, Hashem. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, we'll continue. We shall have a good yontif, a good yar. I hope you all had a good yontif, and you should all have a good yar, as they say, a gesinten winter. Yes, Hashem, for everybody, and we should all the people who are sick should all have a refuah shleima. All the people need pranosh, shaduchim, all the schus, Hashem, have a little contribution of learning a little bit of Hashem. Thank you so much.